He's the integrative cardiologist with a heart. It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show.
Welcome, Richard Davis, Senior Fellow Artist Research. Richard served with President George W. Bush at the White House as Director of Terrorism Prevention Policy for the Homeland Security Council. Rich has moved on, started a group called Artists Research. I have the honor of also being a senior fellow in the emerging group, the Center for Health and Medicine. Rich Davis is going to be a contributor throughout the show. We're going to have him on several times. He's going to be regularly bringing information to you on the status of what is going on in the world and, you know, even eventually maybe answering some of your questions. Rich, welcome, and thanks for joining us today.
Dr. Weiss, thank you for having me on the show.
Rich, you went from the White House to starting your own organization. Simply, why?
Good question. I wasn't the only founder of Artists, but let me give you the background as to why the organization exists and the okay. need for it. So when I served at the White House, the responsibility that I had was to help the country actually prepare the institutions necessary to prevent terrorism, both domestically and internationally. Mm-hmm. And the responsibility was an awesome one. I wasn't quite sure how to do it. I still don't know exactly how one goes about such an enormous task. But it became evident during the time that I had the responsibility that, you know, as a government, we didn't really understand the motivations of individuals and groups on their pathways to politically motivated violence and away from those acts of violence. And so when I tried to understand what the world knew about these things, both from an intel standpoint, from our intelligence agencies, all the way to the world of academia, it became clear that the government, policymakers in general, not only in the United States, but across the world, and Britain, Europe, European Union, Russia, Japan, all these countries were making decisions on engagements internationally based upon really a lack of information about the understanding of why people and groups and populations actually get engaged in politically motivated violence. And so it became kind of, once I had departed government service, it became just this overwhelming sense of responsibility that I had to helping the nation make better decisions, to forging this group out of a research institution in North Carolina called RTI International. Mm-hmm. But this artist emerged out of it with the responsibilities of doing locally, you know, doing research in conflict zones on understanding people and their motivations. So that's what we started with around 7 years ago, and we've only gotten bigger. We started with three of us, and this year I think we're going to be up to around 40. And obviously, you know a bit about the growth just simply because you've recently come on as a senior fellow for Artists as well.
It's
so that's the background.
It is wonderful to the ears of our listeners to hear an organization who wants to study the underlying causes of terrorism growing. You know, having medicine comes in all sorts of forms, and prevention is still the key of all of medicine, which is why I enjoy working with Artists, and I'm glad to have you as a regular contributor, because it's the same thing about preventing terrorism. Are when you go to these conflict zones, let's say a Syria or a North Korea or wherever it is, and you ask people from a country that may not be real friendly from our government to our government, but when you ask them the permission to study them or research, do you find it's generally closed-minded and you have to really push, or do you find them more open-minded to research within their own countries or groups of peoples?
It depends on how they view you. You know, the thing that we try to avoid is anybody misinterpreting us as, you know, as gathering intelligence. So what we do is, you know, all work that we do related to experimental design or related to survey type work or in-depth and structured interviews within a country, we make sure that we publish these things and that they're out there and that there's nothing that we do that we try to keep for our own self or particular, you know, funders of research or anything else, but we publish everything. And for the most part, you'll find that even the countries, people within the countries that we actually go to study these issues, are very interested in hearing and learning the results of the work, because they learn about their own populations.
Okay. So they are listening to it. And do you feel that this research and then collecting it and then presenting it to the warring parties, that along with the overall drive for peace between the countries themselves, do you think terrorism could be prevented? Or will it always around?
Let me reframe the question slightly, if I may, take that liberty. Our work is not just about terrorism. So our work is about understanding all the pathways to politically motivated violence, which might be terrorism. It might be insurgencies. It might be a conflict over land in a particular place like Chile. But it's not necessarily always related to terrorism. Terrorism is an aspect of that. And as long as there's been the history of people, there's been the conflict over resources. And generally, I'm optimistic that what we can do is be able to help states that are out there learn how to better understand individuals and sub-state groups so that we can reduce the nature of conflict more generally. But when it comes to issues like intractable conflicts, whether it be in places like Palestine or Israel or other sorts of conflicts that now seem to be intractable, whether it's the Kurds and the Turks or wherever else, there is a possibility for being able to reduce violence. I don't know if there's a possibility to end it altogether. That would be quite optimistic. But the reduction of it, I certainly think is possible based on, you know, smart people from around the world coming together to better understand these things.
I'm very encouraged when I hear that. And if you really, listeners, if you go to artistresearch.com and you take a look at the senior fellows, you're going to find it from all schools. We have fellows in the West Bank. So it's this underlying theme of studying the ways of doing on the ground research in the field to find out where people's ideas, values are coming from, along with medicine and everything else that we want to study. But I'm very encouraged by one specific thing you said, Rich, and that is that people are listening to the research you're producing. Because when you look at our researchers, their credentials are off the board. I mean, they are unbelievably qualified to do the work they do, and they have the right to do that. But I'm very encouraged that they're listening. Rich, we have about a minute left. Is that something that surprised you? Is that something that you expected them to listen to? And do you expect this to continue and for them to listen even more?
I think that's a function of how well we operate. So the most surprising thing to me when we got the organization off the ground is how interested the top scientists and the top policymakers were across the world to actually give it their time, energy, resources to actually doing this together. And, you know, so it means that we have senior fellows that are the best in the business in their respective disciplines, all the way from scientific disciplines to energy-related disciplines to medicine, as, for example, you and others. And that's probably the most exciting aspect of it.
Rich Davis, senior fellow, artist research, and one of the founders. Rich served George W. Bush's White House Director of Terrorism Prevention Policy for the Homeland Security Council. He's also a regular contributor and is going to be bringing us updates where there is intractable conflict, where it is being researched, and what that research is showing so we can all sleep better at night and get a little peace in our lives. Rich, thank you so much for being on today.